This week, Australia was relieved to know the WA police found Cleo Smith, a young kid who was missing for 18 days. A report in 2019 shows 17% of missing people in WA are Aboriginal, and the media aren't covering them. The Wire's Daniel Perotti found out more.
News of missing Western Australia girl Cleo Smith being found alive this week have dominated headlines across the country. While this media attention is undoubtedly warranted, some argue that the same attention is not paid to cases involving missing Indigenous persons. Activists say the lack of media attention when it comes to Indigenous missing persons cases stem from deeply ingrained systemic racism, both in terms of the police and their role in investigating such cases, as well as mainstream Australia's wider disregard for the value of Indigenous lives. Dr. Amanda Porter from the University of Melbourne says the lack of media coverage can be traced back to the inconsistent ways in which police pursue cases of missing non-Indigenous people versus those involving Indigenous people. She says the issue boils down to a failure on the part of police to protect Indigenous communities.
It is really, like as I said earlier, a failure to protect. It is a fundamental failure to protect and see black lives as being important, or at least as worthy as non-Indigenous lives in this country. And we see this time and time again, and I use the word systemic because you see it across jurisdictions and you see it play out everywhere.
Dr. Porter cited various cases of missing Indigenous people which have been largely ignored by the media, many of which bear striking similarities to the case of Cleo Smith, but have failed to garner the same amount of attention. She says such cases are examples of a lack of commitment on the part of police to pursue such matters, particularly in cases where a white perpetrator is found to be involved, which indicate that the issue of race plays a role in the media coverage disparity.
Because we've seen time and time again also, you know, cases like Buddy Kelly Jr. And Mark Haynes, Mona and Jacinta Smith. This is an issue that they're not, here I'm just talking about cases, in some of the cold cases in regional New South Wales, and that same formula of missing and murdered young people, and cases that really ought to shake the police and shake the nation, but that are just consistently ignored, and cold cases that where the perpetrator, who's usually a non-Indigenous person, and we just haven't seen any commitment from police to investigate these and to see some accountability.
Dr. Porter also said activism and awareness about missing Indigenous people often originates from the families of the victims, in place of the widespread media coverage seen in cases involving non-Indigenous people. She said the case of Gordon Copeland, a young Gomeroi man from Moree in New South Wales, is an important example of this, with much of the information about the case stemming from Gordon's family's own efforts.
Families are just, you know, consistently, you know, have been left to do their own investigations, as we saw in the last month with the case of Gordon Copeland. And, you know, I'm just rattling off all these names, but, you know, you know who these names are. But it's sad that someone like Gordon Copeland's name isn't as well known by Australians as Cleo's, who's the young girl from Western Australia that we see around.
Dr. Porter said in order to address systemic issues such as these, there needs to be an increased awareness of race-based issues, and she says being able to approach the wider issue of systemic racism in a more mature way is needed.
I think the only way to solve that issue and for Australians to have a more mature conversation or to have some kind of awareness of this issue and of the depths of racism in Australia.
That was Dr. Amanda Porter from the University of Melbourne. Ending the story from The Wire's Daniel Perotti.